Work is a scalar quantity, meaning it has no direction, only magnitude. And we calculate work using the formula work equals the force times the displacement times the cosine of theta. In this case, theta is the angle that's formed between the vector for force and the vector for displacement. By looking at the value of theta, or the angle between the force and the displacement, we'll have an idea of what type of work is being done on the object. If theta is some number between 0 and 90 degrees, positive work will be done. If theta is 90 degrees exactly, or in other words, the force and the displacement are perpendicular to each other, the work will equal 0 because the cosine of 90 degrees is 0. If theta is a value between 90 degrees and 180 degrees, our value for work will be a negative number. So we can use these concepts to predict what type of work is being done on an object before we go through our calculations. Now that we have a formula to help us calculate the values for work, in the next set of activities, we're going to go through how to solve problems involving work.